Numerous citrus growers were among 100-plus agriculturists learning more about efforts to increase the amount of renewable energy or biofuel crops such as camelina and kenaf at a program in Sebring this week. Some growers were there to investigate growing biofuel crops on lands that were once in citrus but are no longer because the acreage was decimated by greening or canker. U.S. Department of Agriculture officials discussed federal funding programs that will provide incentives for growing biofuel crops. Bill Vasten, Jr., chair of the Florida Feedstock Growers Association, a strong proponent of biofuel production, said camelina and kenaf can be grown profitably on citrus land even without federal incentives. One federal mandate is that the American economy use 36 billion gallons of renewable transportation fuel per year by 2022. USDA has estimated that 27 million acres of cropland will be needed to produce that amount of biofuel. The Sebring meeting was sponsored by USDA in partnership with Florida Feedstock Growers Association, University of Florida IFAS, and Florida Farm Bureau. I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.